Bone Boy Speaks, episode 801, Coffee, Part of a Balanced Diet.
As I've said in recent podcasts, they seem to change the dietary guidelines from time to time. And now it seems like, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Department of Health and Human Services in the United States have, they come up with the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Council, which they do, I guess, every 5 years. They've done it since 2000. And so they update the dietary guidelines for Americans and, so what should be consumed or not. Apparently, according to this, which never addressed caffeine consumption in its previous two iterations, but in 2015 they decided to address the consumption of caffeine because I don't know, a lot of people I know have coffee. I know people who don't. They may have caffeine in some other way, but apparently caffeine's not such a bad thing. They say up to 3 to 5 cups a day, or up to 400 milligrams of caffeine per day. Is maybe not such a bad thing. There's maybe at least it doesn't have too many negative health benefits, at least at that level. Maybe if you have one of those high caffeine drinks and drink a lot of alcohol, maybe not so great. So in other words, those vodka and Red Bulls, probably not such a good idea. But at the same time, there's lower chances of cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes. Maybe I should have started drinking coffee sooner. Well, apparently didn't do anything for me, I guess. But in any case, yes, this is these guidelines are out there, and it's been trumpeted over all over the tech douchebag news sites. There was something that was pointed out in a Quartz article that I find kind of interesting, and I think I know why. So they pointed out that the average American drinks less than a cup a day. It's like 0.93 or something. I have to go look at the article. But apparently in the Netherlands, people drink 2.4 cups per day. And I'm pretty sure I know this because I live in Seattle, and the weather is not always fantastic. And I'm going to tell you that I've been to the Netherlands, and it seems like every time I've been there when the weather's not so fantastic in Seattle, it's basically the same in the Netherlands. And I guess Seattle's known for drinking a lot of coffee just because of the weather, and I'm guessing the Netherlands is the same way. Similar weather patterns, and maybe that has something to do with it. I bet if you looked at the average caffeine consumption in the Pacific Northwest, you'd probably say that it would probably be very much closer to 2.4 than the national average in the United States. But it's one of those little funny facts, and I don't know that it would necessarily change your caffeine habits. But they do point out that, oh, by the way, when you drink coffee, there may be other calories come along if you put in cream and sugar and that kind of stuff. And I'm a heavy cream person myself, so that limits the number of cups of coffee I have a day to two or three generally, and that's okay. And so I guess drink your coffee. It's a part of a balanced diet, I guess. Who knew? But my guess is in a few years they'll change the guidelines again or something. And I have no idea how much the coffee industry may have influenced this report. Who knows? Apparently it's okay. I mean, it's like I said in the previous thing, it's all in moderation. You got to figure out what works for you. I know for me, when if I drink too much coffee, it's had bad impact. So that's what's caused me to scale back to two or three cups a day, and I'm happy with that. So, drink your coffee, I guess. enjoy it. It's a little late for me to have a cup of coffee now, but in the morning, I think I'll be having a cup of coffee to maybe not to immediately start my day, but certainly sometime in the morning, I'll be having my cup of joe, just like everybody else, or at least a lot of people. Maybe not everybody, but a lot of people I know definitely have to have their coffee, and I'm one of them.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.